Today is Wednesday, July 17th, and it is 61 degrees at 5 o'clock.
Hey, this is a special report from ABC News. The Republican National Convention, I'm Richard Cantu. The convention's night two heard from Nikki Haley, the one-time critic of former President Trump, who gave her strong endorsement of him this time, explaining away what critics call her flip-flop.
My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
ABC News contributor Chris Christie, arguably the harshest of Trump's critics, declared Haley a flip-flopper.
She was on that stage because she's tortured by her own ambition. She had to go up there if she wants to run again in 2028 in her own mind. And that was more important than her standing up for the things that she represented to the voters in the Republican primaries about Donald Trump being unfit.
Tonight, delegates will hear from Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. This is ABC News. Continued U.S. support of Ukraine could be threatened by a second Trump presidency. Air Force Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon spokesman.
It's up to Ukraine to decide, when they are ready to negotiate for peace. And right now, our focus continues to be on working with Ukraine to provide them with what they need to defend their country and defend their sovereignty and take back territory.
You can add country singer-songwriter Ingrid Address to the long list of celebrities who've blown the national anthem at a sporting event. And dressed during Monday night's baseball All-Star festivities. What's up with that?
Tuesday on social media, the 32-year-old confessed that she was drunk during the performance and will be checking herself into rehab to get the help she needs. That was not me last night, she writes, apologizing to MLB, all the fans, and the country she loves so much.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, a high of 75, partly cloudy and pleasant conditions. Northwest to north winds between 7 and 15. Tonight, mainly clear and cool with a low of 52. Sunny on Thursday and nice, a high of 77. Pleasant on Thursday night and 55. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy and nice, a high of 79. Saturday, partly cloudy and a touch warmer with a high of 82. In Richland Center, our temperature is, after a midnight reading of 67, down to the current mark. It is 61 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 17th. And now it is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallant. Its red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner?
Shoulder with a cross. and his family gathers round on a piece of hallowed ground. Their hearts are heavy with their loss. As the tears fall from their eyes, there's one who'll always sympathize. Sad when I think of my granddad, I miss him each and every day. But I know the time will come when my own grandson will wonder why I went away. Maybe we're not meant to understand till we meet up in the promised land. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's the living that are left to carry on. And all the angels up in heaven, they're not breathing, 'cause
start the day in a positive way with Diamond Rio and God Only Cries. And before that, our national anthem sung by Mr. Alan Jackson. And here we are together again, friends. Wednesday, July 17th. The month is flying by, isn't it? And right now, we're getting into a really nice stretch of weather. So we are due after kind of a dark and stormy last couple of weeks, but the next few days look to be pretty nice with pleasant conditions, mid-70s today and maybe a little warmer than that tomorrow and Friday, and no mention of showers or thunderstorms in the forecast until Sunday, at least, it looks like. So we'll see what happens, but certainly it's pleasant, a little bit better to be outside. The humidity is going to be a bit less, and that's great news. We're at 61 degrees as we start the chores together today on a Wednesday morning.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today, knowing that you're mine,
knowing that you're mine,
and happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue if I look close enough.
sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. Such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
Mickey Gilly on the Milk Cow Show and my silver lining. A reminder today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. And as always, volunteers would be appreciated. Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Boscobel at the Cronsage Park parking lot from noon until 1 today or until gone. That reminder as well in the Boscobel area. And a flag retirement ceremony sponsored by Chapter 7 Vietnam Vets will be held. That's going on today at 5 at 32742 Cold Spring Drive. All are encouraged to attend. Those attending should bring lawn chairs. Those wishing to bring a beverage due to warmer weather conditions and snacks are welcome. If you have U.S. flags to be disposed of, please bring them for the ceremony today. Those reminders from our community calendar here on WRCO.
The markets were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $650, with heifer calves up to $320. The bulk of the slaughter cows sold from 90 to 136, with questionable health or thin, lightweight cows 30 to 80. A 1,700-pound grass deer sold at $1.40. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 19th. We're already receiving consignments now for that sale. If you have feeder cattle you wish to sell, give Darren Colton or Jim a call so we can get them listed on our sales list. And we sure appreciate the extra time to get our maintenance work completed at the sale barn. Whitewashing is left to do this Saturday, and they'll be ready for all of the upcoming sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area for over 60 years. And don't forget to take the family out for ice cream.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to everyone. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. With the help of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic is dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Egg was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it this week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Well, we don't have the fog to deal with this morning that we sometimes do this time of year. Partly cloudy and pleasant today, a high of 75. And tonight, mainly clear and cool, a low of 52. We'll have to get our sweaters out. Yes. And then tomorrow, it looks like 77 for a daytime high. 61 right now in Richland Center. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Boston's Jaron Duran, the All-Star MVP, hit a tie-breaking two-run home run in the fifth, and the American League beat the National League 5-3 for its 10th win in the past 11 All-Star games. Pittsburgh rookie Paul Skeens pitched a hitless first for the National League, twice hitting 100 miles per hour, and Shohei Ohtani hit a three-run home run in the third for a 3-0 lead. Juan Soto hit a two-run double and scored on David Fry's single for the American League to tie the score in the third. And our two Brewers that were representing went hitless, Brewers William Contreras and Christian Yelich, were hitless in the National League's loss. Contreras struck out once and was 0-2. Yelich hit two groundouts, and he went 0-2. The National League went up 3-0 on a home run at the top of the third, but then the American League tied it and then eventually took the lead. Cincinnati's Hunter Green absorbed the loss. Elsewhere in sports, the Bears have locked on to their top two rookies, agreeing to four-year contracts with number one overall draft pick Caleb Williams, and he will be the Bears' quarterback moving forward. And from the WNBA, Phoenix 96-87 over Washington, Seattle 89, Los Angeles 83, New York 82-74 over Connecticut, and Chicago was a winner against Las Vegas 93-85.
To ATC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
All right, kids. Well, it's good to have you along. Phil Nee with you on a Wednesday. Sextonville was doing all right when I left, and here we are in the big city to keep you company and officially start the day with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Yeah. Molly B and the band live with the Beer Barrel Polka, getting it started here early on a Wednesday morning. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets. We'll have that for you and in just a little bit more about today. And it looks like we're going to be all full system speed going ahead toward our annual swim meet broadcast today. The Simon Sharks Swim Meet will be on the air with that in the 5 o'clock hour tonight from Simon's Recreation Complex, and a chance to interview some young people and have some fun and hopefully not get too close to the pool.
If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. If you're happy with me like I'm happy with you, oh, Cupid, just give us a shove. If you're thinking of me like I'm thinking of you, then I know what you're thinking of. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. I run around turning fire alarms. I'm nutty as a fruitcake when you're not in my arms. If you're meant for me like I'm meant for you, baby, we fit like a glove. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. Just give us a show. If you're dreaming of me like I'm dreaming of you, then I know what you're dreaming of. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. Now folks think I've gone crazy, and I don't feel too sure. And yet there's nothing wrong with me that wedding bells won't cure. If you go for me like I go for you, baby, we fit like a glove. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love to
talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Now I know for certain you're the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, why do I care? Your kisses are go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Now, Jimmy.
the Milk House Show, where we feature Hank Jr. and before that, Hank Sr., giving you a whole bunch of Hank. And then we'll put up with Hank, what is he? I don't know. He's Hank, Hank P. Ridge. He's coming in a couple hours from now. Anyway, right now, WRCO, we look out at a nice morning. We're headed towards 75 today, partly cloudy and pleasant. Tonight, mainly clear and cool and 52, mid to upper 70s expected for tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Retrofit, conservation plans, and drone advancements. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Some farmers are finding retrofitting machinery a viable option in the current economy. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Central Illinois farmer Chris Stoller says they've retrofitted most of their machinery.
There's not one piece of equipment that's on our farm that is 100% from that manufacturer. We fine-tune every acre. We fine-tune every piece of equipment to do what we need it to do.
Keith Crow at Precision Planning says ATCO's recently announced PTX umbrella has farmers like the Stollers in mind.
They're using a mixed fleet. They're not satisfied with how the planter is coming from the factory, as an example. And they're using Precision Planting and PTX Trimble technologies to maximize their operations specific to their acres.
Crow says PTX allows easier data communication between different machinery brands. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
North Central Missouri farmer Megan Kaiser says recent flooding has affected some of the corn and soybeans.
We're not used to flooding in July, but we did this year and just for a little bit, so hopefully everything will turn out. We'll see in the next couple of weeks how they grow out of it.
A Central Iowa landowner continues to implement a number of conservation practices to help improve soil health on his farm. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from a soil management field day.
Trying to improve the soil health and water quality on my 80 acres here.
Slater farmer Lee Tesdell says his management strategies have helped enhance water quality.
We can take water that's above the drinking water limit, which is 10 milligrams per liter, take water that's 15 or 20 milligrams per liter. We can take that down to 1 milligram or less with our saturated buffers.
Dr. Lee Burris with Iowa State University tells Brownfield these practices can boost row crop ag systems.
Over a 10 or 20 year average with conservation management, you'll have better yields than if you do conventional management. Long-term profitability, long-term system is better.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
And a Purdue University agronomist is working on advancing aerial drone spraying technology on corn and soybeans. Darcy Talinko says this is the second year of trials.
What we've been trying to do is just answer a couple questions on how aerial drone technology compares to our ground equipment. Initially, we had two drones that we were looking at to compare to the ground equipment that the farm may be using for applying fungicides to manage disease.
She says questions will be answered after this growing season and data will be available over the winter. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Ader's is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs closed sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. With Friday's cattle on feed report, it's likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until the end of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, there was a much lighter offering of steer and heifer calves. There was not a good comparison with the previous week's large offering of top quality calves. The few comparisons of four weight steers sold with a steady to firm undertone, other calves were weak to lower. For example, a potload of 728 pound steers off the same consignment as last week sold $5 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a light supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 504 to 542 pounds, brought $330 to $354. Feeder steers, 728 pounds, brought $292. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 501 to 526 pounds, brought $302 to $316. And feeder heifers, 651 pounds, brought $278.25. Box beef closed sharply lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 223 at 319.26. Select closed 323 lower at 301.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers Tuesday. Demand for U.S. pork remains solid on the global market. That helps provide some price support, but there are ample supplies of market-ready hogs, and hog weights are running well above year-ago levels. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.93 higher with a weighted average of $85.05. The Iowa Minnesota was up $2.15 with a weighted average of $85.51, and the Western Corn Belt closed $2.03 higher with a weighted average of $85.39. Pork values ended the day higher, up $2.58 at $100.87. Hams were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were higher. Feeders were mostly higher ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by oversold signals and sharply higher pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are up with commercial support, watching the weather. August beans were 12.5 higher at 1090.5. September was up 4 at 1037.75. September corn was 5.25 higher at 395.75. December was up 4.5 at 408.75. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, waiting for widespread direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. August live was up 55 at 182.67. October was 72 higher at 184.52. August feeders were down 15 at 258.62. And with cash and wholesale support and oversold signals, August hogs were up 285 at 91.27. October lean was 242 higher at 72.20. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Canada's push to achieve a fully green ag sector today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Canada's agriculture sector is confident that net zero emissions by 2050 is doable. Rob Carrivaux heads the Environmental Energy Institute at the University of Windsor.
Farmers, in my view, are very sophisticated users and producers of energy. And as a result of that, I think that's a huge opportunity. I think we have to embrace the upside of risk here, and we have to also understand that decarbonization isn't necessarily going to be an economic bomb.
Carrivaux says it may not cost that much to get to net zero emissions.
We need everyone to understand why the perception is that, let's say, hydrogen, oh, that's going to be too expensive. That would never work. Or ammonia, that's not going to work. You can't make it with wind. That's too expensive. Well, why? What are the pain points so that we can get more people weighing in to say, listen, this is what's broken. How do we fix it?
Carrivaux thinks the fix will come in time.
There will be some learning that has to happen. And I think the step that's missing is we don't have enough transparent business cases for decarbonization.
Carrivaux was among a panel discussing priorities for emissions reduction by Canadian agriculture. And I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A dairy economist says strong domestic demand has been driving the butter market. High Ground Dairy's Betty Burney tells Brownfield.
Buyers have been extremely eager to buy whatever is available. So if there's more butter for sale, it's getting sold even at these higher prices.
She says there have been unbelievably high prices since the spring.
We've set new monthly, weekly, quarterly highs, you name it. I don't think anybody expected at the beginning of 2024 that we would have such a run of strong prices through the spring and summer and see butter over $3 per pound at this time of the year.
Burning says it's likely buyers have become more willing to secure supplies at elevated prices in the off season as they try to avoid run-ups seen during the last two holiday seasons. Meanwhile, a U.S. senator says she's concerned about the continued cases of H5N1 influenza A in dairy cattle.
If it passes on to the dairy cattle, once that milk has been pasteurized, we're not seeing any cause for concern with the milk. But we need to do a lot more research.
Iowa Republican Joni Ernst tells Brownfield the USDA needs to help fill outstanding research and response gaps.
I am really concerned about making sure that we are focused on disease research within the USDA. I'm hoping we can get to the crux of this issue and figure out how to mitigate or prevent it in the future.
Cash dairy prices inched mostly higher Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weight was unchanged at 50 cents, blocks up a half a cent at $1.86.5, butter up 2.25 at $1.88.75, butter up 1.5 cents at $3.13.75, and unfed dry milk down a half a cent at $1.17.5. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and pleasant conditions will follow us around today. Clear and cool tonight and 52 for low. Upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 67, we are down from that. It is currently 60 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9. Here's Charlie McLean.
I read the headlines. I see the hard times. I wonder if we'll survive. But I know there's no worries. With just one look in your eyes.
I work 40 hours to bring home a dollar. At times it barely keeps us alive. But I know there's no worries. With just one look in your eyes, I see someone who believes in me to the end, through thick and thin. With just one look in your eyes, I know no matter how far down I go, you'll lift me up.
Heart must move right away. Pick up the phone, I hear somebody say. She said, hey, does your heart still run like it should? I said, yes, but since you left me, it don't do me no good. I got a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start this one on her heart. She wants to know, was this heart in a rig? Are there bed breaks? Was their owner neglect? Will you be asking for an arm and a leg? I said, this old heart is worth a lot to me. But treat me right and I can let you have it for free. It's a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sundays. Guaranteed to start, it's a one on her heart. She said, I need to see some papers on you. I said, the title is clear. If something happens, she said, what will I do? Will I be ragged? This one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart.
T.G. Shepherd on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show, and a one-owner heart. Well, coming up, we have details on weather. We'll see what old Tony thinks about the next few days. It looks like a few days of respite for yard mowing, front porch sitting, and whatnot. And just enjoying summer. We just haven't had a lot of days where we could do that. Yesterday was pretty nice, though. Yeah, it was a decent day to get a few things done. Very comfortable. Right now, we start out at 60 degrees at WRCO. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goblin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage wishes you a great day, and they'll be closed on July 4th and July 6th as a reminder. J&J will be open July 5th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have a nice quiet stretch of weather shaping up for a change, with a large high-pressure system building in from southern Canada and the northern plains, delivering a cooler and less humid air for a few days. Should be beautiful for your outdoor activities, no doubt about it. This will be one of the longer dry spells we've had in quite some time across the Midwest. Certainly need it to help some of those rivers come down. Otherwise, temperatures a few degrees below normal here the next few days, and then climbing back to normal as we get into the weekend. It's turning slightly more humid later this weekend into early next week as well. Now, there will be a series of weak disturbances hovering in the Midwest from this weekend through next week, so there'll be some sporadic shower chances, but at this point we don't see any all-day washouts. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, high temperature in the mid-70s, northwest to north wind at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear and cool as temperatures slip down to 52 degrees, light northwest wind. Tomorrow, a sun-filled day, should be very tranquil, high at 77, northwest wind 4 to 8 miles per hour, becoming westerly late. Thursday night, pleasant with lots of stars out there, low in the mid-50s. Friday, sunny or partly cloudy and nice with a high of 79. The wind southwest between 5 and 10. The outlook for Saturday, partly cloudy and a touch warmer, low at 58 with a high of 82. Sunday, mixed skies, spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. Low 61, high 83. Monday, partly sunny and more humid. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Low about 62, high close to 83. And Tuesday, mixed skies and muggy. 30% chance of some passing showers or thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s with highs holding in the lower part of the 80s. Have a wonderful morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
60 degrees and mostly clear today, and yesterday's high was 84 degrees. The record high, 98, was posted in 1936. The record low recorded across the region was in 1958 at 41. Last year it was pleasant, 75 for a high and 53 for the low. Sunset will happen at 8:38 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:37 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.97. No precipitation.